Yeah, again, so the Gemara said, El Ashkechon Mikdosh Diikre Mishkan. We know that the Mikdosh was called a Mishkan. O Mishkan Diikre Mikdosh. And who are then? The Mishkan is also included in the Mikdosh. So whenever we have a locha negaya to one, it applies to both of them. Now the Gemara brings down Pesukim. How do we know this? Agav Tursa speaks out, even though there are Gemaras in Chulin and Shruas, that's Mashma, we do not learn out a dinim from the Beis HaMikdash to the Mishkan, or a dinim from the Mishkan. We need two different Pesukim, one for the Mishkan and one for the Beis HaMikdash. So I think the Ritzvo says, the Hezbri is that if it's totally in the Kedusha Sheboi, Savada, the Mishkan had one Kedusha, and the Beis HaMikdash had another Kedusha. But things that are not negated to the Kedusha Sheboi, it's just the Metzias, like here. We want to know that Pesach says, Pesach Oyomoyed, that the entrance to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Zion the Mishkan, and Zion the Beis HaMikdash is called the Pesach, that we can learn out one from the other. That's not totally in the Kedusha, that's a Metzias. What was called the Pesach, the opening to the Heichal, that's called the Pesach. So we learn out one from the other. Even though the Pesach says, V'shocha to Pesach Oyomoyed, means the opening to the Oyomoyed, to the Mishkan was called the Pesach, but it's as if the Pesach said, who are then by the Beis HaMikdash, also is called a Pesach. So the Gemara, Bishleima Mikdash the Ikre Mishkan, Bishleima the Beis HaMikdash, is called a Mishkan in the Torah. Tichsiv, the Pesach says, V'nosati et Mishkani b'sreichachem, I will give my Mishkan between you. So Rashi learns, U'kishenema mikra zeh kvar hukam ha-mishkan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this Pesach, the Mishkan was there already. Shirei b'teros kanem nichta v'choloi say ha-sefer b'yoyim moyid nemer. K'dichsiv yadaber Hashem elov m'yoyim moyid. V'yaleze mishkan hoyim avtichonoid. On which mishkan was the Kodesh Baruch Hu avtich them? Im lo yala mikdash. If not, that Hashem is telling you that I will give you the mikdash. So the Pesach says mishkan, and it means mikdash. Zem madach, whenever the Pesach talks about the mishkan, it means the base of mikdash also. El mishkan the ikre mikdash minolan. How do we know if I care? Now this is not negated to us here, but Stam we're asking. How do we know if there's a locha negated to the Beis HaMikdash, it applies to the Mishkan also? How do we know that the Mishkan is also included in the Mikdash? Ilayma midichsiv. If you want to say from the Pesukim about Midbar, v'nosu hakohosim noisai hamikdash v'kimu es hamishkan ad boyim. Says the kohosim that carried the Mikdash until they put up the Mishkan. So you see here we're talking about the Mishkan, and the Pesuk says loshin noisai hamikdash. Zemendok, that the Mishkan is included in the Mikdash. So the Gemara name, Hahu, the Amidays, Hahu, Ba'oran Tziv. This Pesach is talking about the Oran. So Trashi, Shu Masa B'nei Kos, V'yal Shem Shu Mekudosh, Mishar HaMasoyis Kori Mikdash. What they carry, the Oran, that's why it's called the Mikdash. But not that the Beis HaMikdash is included in the Mishkan. No, the Pesach is not talking about the Beis HaMikdash. The Pesach means the Oran, which is more Mekudish. So the Gemara Elam Ihocha from this Pesach. The Pesach says, V'y also li Mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. Make me a Mikdash and I'll live between you. And this is going on the Mikdash. And this is going on the Mishkan. So we see the Mishkan is also called the Lashon Mikdash. So the Kitza, we have Psukim that Zayim Mishkan is Ikrei Mikdash. And Zayim the Mikdash is Ikrei Mishkan. Yeah. So far, we're coming out the way Rav learns the Machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbonin, that what's called the Pesach, the Torah calls Pesach Oyomoyo the Pesach. The question is, does the Pesach mean only the Heichel? Like the Rabbonin, that it's only 20 Amos high and 10 Amos wide, or else Pesach Oyomoyo even goes on the Ulam, which was 40 Amos high and 20 Amos wide. For the Gemara now, Bein the Rabbonin. Ubein the Rabbi Yehuda lilfu mi Pesach Shar HaChotzer. We're asking the Kasha now. Let's learn out from the Shar HaChotzer, the Chotzer that went around the Mishkan. We'll soon see the opening there. The Chura was 20 Yamas wide, and still the Pesach calls it a Pesach. So let's learn out from the Shar HaChotzer that a Pesach goes even on 20 Yamas wide. Let's see Rashi. Lilfi mi Pesach Shar HaChotzer. The more now the Chur is asking the Kasha on the Reichim. The Tanan, it says now Mishnah, the Tanan B'Masdisin, the Aroch of Me'eser Amis Yimayit. If you have the opening, the width of the opening is more than 10 Amis, the Mishnah says it's possible, and Yimayit, you have to make it smaller. So the question is, we find by the Pesach to the Chotzer, which was 20 yamis wide, the Yikre Pesach, and still the Torah calls it a Pesach. So we say a Pesach goes even if it's 20 yamis wide. So why does our Mishnah say, according to the Rabbonin, that if it's more than 10 amis wide, it's possible? Tirchiv, it's possible, says in Nosom, V'yeskale ha-chotzer, V'yesmosach Pesach shar ha-chotzer. Says the Loshin, Pesach shar ha-chotzer. V'pashis Nosom, Ksiv, Abol, Niyet. Zadrashi Abol ha-goyva, either height, or le-mifso be-gvoya yoysim hei amis, le-motzvi poruch. To ashkuchon Pesach eichu, the gvoya chof, ekoro le-pesach. Like we'll soon see, the Gemara says, how high was the curtains of the Chotzer? Was the Chotzer, the curtains around the Kaliyah Chotzer, was only 5 amas high. So Chura, let's say that a Pesach can't be more than 5 amas high. And the Asakash, the Mishnah says it could be 20 amas high. So that's a Teretz Yisrael, from the Chotzer you don't see that, but our Kopon from the Hechel we see that a Pesach is, even if it's 20 amas high. So the Kasher now is upon the width. Why do we say we learn out from the Hechel, the width? Can't be more than 10 amas. True, in the Hechel it wasn't more than 10 amas, but learn now from the Pesach Shar HaChotzer, which was 20 amas wide, and still the Torah calls it a Pesach. So if it's called a Pesach, it should be Hutar with a Lechia with a Kaira. Now where's the Pesukim Zot Gemara Dechsit? The Pesach says by the Chotzer, Oirech HaChotzer Meya Biyama. The Chotzer was 100 amas long. V'rochov Chamishim V'chamishim. It was 50 amas wide. V'koyme Chomesh amas. How high was the curtains around the Chotzer? Was 5 amas high. Uksiv, the Pasuk says, V'chamesh esrei amam kloyim laketif. There was 15 amas of the curtains of the Chotzer on one side of the entrance. Uksiv, ulakosiv hashenis mizeh umizeh l'shar ha-chotzer kloyim chamesh esrei amam. That on both sides of the entrance to the Chotzer, there were 15 amis of curtains to make a mechitza. So there was 15 amis on one side, and 15 amis on the second side. This is the Mizrach side, the opening, the way you come in to the Chotzer. So we say now the width of the Chotzer was 50 amis wide. Now you had 15 on one side and 15 on the other side. That's 30 amis closed, like you have a mechitza there. So how much was open for the opening to come in? 20 amis. Just like the Pesach of the Chotzer, which was 5 amas high. From that's on the day to us. But our koponim was 20. It was 20 amas wide. Is Afkan who had in any place in the Movi, any halacha of a Pesach, chomesh b'roichev esrim. Even though it's 20 amas wide, still it should be called a Pesach. So why does our Mishnah say if it's wider than 10 amas, it's yemayit? No, even 20 amas should be kosher. Because the Pasuk says, Pesach Shar HaChotzer. And for the Gemara, Pesach Shar HaChotzer Ikri. True, it's called a Pesach, but it's a special Pesach. It says, Pesach Shar HaChotzer Ikri. That's what it's called. Of a Pesach Stoma Lo Ikri. It's not called the Stam Pesach. You can't learn out from the entrance to the Chotzer that all over a Pesach is even though it's 20 amas wide. Because here the Pasuk says, Pesach Shar HaChotzer. So here it's a little bit shver. The Pasuk before also said, El v'shachat oisai Pesach ayomayid. Torah didn't just say Losh and Pesach. It said Pesach ayomayid. So what's the difference between Pesach ayomayid and Pesach shar hachotzer? So actually, you could say that here really the word shar is extra. That could have just said Pesach hachotzer, or else just shar hachotzer. Why does it have to say Pesach shar hachotzer? It's like saying a double word. So here it means dafka this shar was called the Pesach. But all over the entrance, so wide, of 20 yamas, is not called a Pesach. Mashenkin before, by Bishachot to Oisai, Pesach Ayamayid, that's the way the Torah calls the Pesach, the opening to the Ayamayid. So it's good why over there we learn out that what's called the Pesach, it has to be not more than 20 yamas wide, and not more than 20 yamas high. This is one Teretz in the Gemara. V'iboy Yisayim, another Teretz sent to the Gemara, no. But I'll tell you, Pesach Shara Chotzer is called the Pesach. And really, we can learn out from here what's called a Pesach. But I'll tell you, maybe the opening, how wide was the entrance into the Chotzer, I'll tell you, maybe it wasn't 20 yamas wide. And we don't know how wide it is. The Pesach is not talking about the width of the entrance. No, kik siv, kloyim, chamesh esra yama, lakosif. When does the Pesach say that in each side of the entrance, it was 15 yamas? It doesn't mean the width of the entrance. Nataya means begoiva hudasiv. It's talking about the height. How tall was the Kali HaChotzer, was the curtains of the Chotzer by the entrance? How high up did the curtains go? Hatayit went 15 amas high. That's Pshan the Psukim. It's exactly the width of the entrance was 50 amas. It was 50 amas wide, the Chotzer. Now, how much of these 50 amas were covered up with mechitzes, with the curtains? I tell you, we don't know. Maybe it was 20 amas on one side and 20 amas on the other side, so you only had an opening of 10 amas wide. That's all. Either Pasuk says 15 only. It means the height. How tall was the kloyim, was the curtains by the entrance? It was 15 amas high. For the Gemara, either Pasuk says no, the height of the curtains of the kloyim was only 5 amas. So how could you say the height of the curtains were 15 amas? Since for the Gemara, there are two girsas on how you're supposed to be girsas in the Gemara. We'll soon see Rashi. Our first girsa that we have in the Gemara is how who misvas mizbeach ulamala. It means from the top of the mizbeach and higher. That's the girsa that we have. It's, according to this girsa, Rashi says the pshat is really the curtains all around the chotzer were 15 amas high. All around the chotzer. Why does the pasuk say it was 5 amas high? It means it was 5 amas higher than the height of the mizbeach. The mizbeach was 10 amas high, and the kloyim, now the curtains around the chotzer, were 5 amas higher than the mizbeach. Altogether, it means 15 amas. So that's why we're blibing now, that the curtains were 15 amas all around, that was the height. Now, on the mizrach side, the entrance to the chotzer, how wide was the entrance? We don't know. The pasuk is not talking about how wide the entrance is. It could be very, very well that the entrance is only 10 amas wide. It says 15 or 15 on each side. It means that's how tall the kloyim were. But about the width, the pasuk is not talking about, therefore we have no kasha on the rabbonin in our Mishnah. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Begoyva hudichsif. Rashi shegvoya ha-kloyim ha-mizrochis. It's by the entrance of the chotzer on mizrach zayit. Mizel, mizel, lepesach, tesvav amo, yoise, misha, kloya chotzer. Now this pshat in Rashi, it's a different use in our Gemara. But this pshat is that by the entrance, the curtains were 15 amas higher than the rest of the height of the curtains. So this pshat, really, the curtains all around the chotzer was only 5 amas high. But by the entrance, by the mizrach side of the chotzer, the curtains were 15 amas higher than the length of the curtains. So together, the entrance were 20 amas high. That's how high the curtains were at this pshat. So Rashi, Yehu chamesh amas, it says 5 amas. So this girsa, Rashi had the girsa, misfas kloyim ulamata. Rashi, lamata me'oison tesvov, she'noidfu mizel mizel. By the entrance, it's true, there was an extra 15 amas height of curtains, which was above the original 5 amas of the rest of the curtains. So Mela have oid haigov goiva shove lishar hakloyim valeya misayso tezvav begoivam ebeis every apesach davluchav. Could face on each side of the entrance, on the mizrach side, the curtains were 20 amas high. So the pasuk says 15. Another place the pasuk says it was 5. It's no kasha. All around the chotzer, the length was 5 amas high. Only by the pesach, by the entrance of the mizrach zayit, there was an extra 15 amas high, which were together with 20 amas high on each side of the entrance to the mizrach. Now, exactly how wide was the entrance? The pasuk doesn't say. This is one pshat. Lishnach Mina Rashi says the goyva hu dichsev the goyva kol kalei hachotzer sovev tesvav ama. This is like our gears in the Gemara. That really the kloyim, the curtains all around the chotzer were 15 amas high. And who had in a mizrach, it was also only 15 amas high. Avol reichev ha-pesach le-lamad mushir. But how wide was the entrance of the pesach? The Torah does talk about that. Now, l'hach yish, and according to l'hach lishna gassinu b'maskona, hu misfas mizbeach lamala, sham mizbeach goiva eser, that the mizbeach was 10 amas high. Va'kloyim gevoyis b'menu chomish. Right, the pasuk says the kloyim were only 5 amas high. That means it was 5 amas higher than the mizbeach. De'avilu tezvov, so together it was 15. Why? K'deish lo yehe koyin oimed olo v'yavoy de b'yodoy. V'chol lo amroyin oisoy mi b'chutz. The reason why the Kloyim were 5 amas higher than the Mizbeach, so when the Kohen was doing the Avodah on the Mizbeach, the people outside should not see him. So Rashi says, Ushtayim Shemati, these two Pshotim, there's a Iker. Rashi learns that Rashi likes the second Pshat Iker. That what the Kitzer, the curtains all around the Chotzer were taka 15 amas high. One Pasuk says only 5 amas. That means it was 5 amas taller than the Mizbeach. And the Pshat now Gemara is about the entrance, the Mizrach Zayit. When the Pasuk says it was 15 amas on one side, 15 amas on the other side, it's not talking about the width of the entrance, it's talking about the height of the entrance. But how wide was the entrance? We don't know. Therefore, there's no kasha on the Rabbonim that they learn out from the Heichel that only 10 amas wide is called a Pesach. More than 10 amas is possible. And you can't learn out from the Pesach Shar HaChatzor, because the Pesach, we don't know if it was more than 10 amas wide or not.
Yeah.
Zotig Mor Vaita. For Rabbi Yehuda, Mipis Choy Shalulam Gomar, it's according to Rav, that Rav learns the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonim. That Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Heichel. And Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Ulam. Is that true that Rabbi Yehuda learns out? That what's called the Pesach, the dimensions of the Ulam, which was 40 yamas high and 20 yamas wide, for Hotanan, it says in our Mishnah Stam, for Yehoroch of Mi'esar Amas, if the width of the entrance to the Movi is wider than 10 amas, the Mishnah says Yemayit. You have to make it less. If it's more than 10 amas, it's possible. For Loipol, like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah says it's Tam, Mashmi, Rabbi Yehuda is masking. Rabbi Yehuda is not Mechulik. He doesn't argue. Now, according to Rav, if Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Ulam was 20 Yamas wide. So Rabbi Yehuda should hold his kosher. He's why in the Mishnah does Rabbi Yehuda only dingzach, only argue about the height that the Tanakam says it was more than 20 is possible. Rabbi Yehuda says no, even more than 20 is kosher. But when the Tanakam says if it's wider than 10, that's Yemayit, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say anything. Why not? And the Gemara Enechnami, Omar Rabbi, I have to tell you, according to Rav, you'll have to say, Polig Bebraisa, Enechnami, Rabbi Yehuda taka dingzich in the Braisa. The Tanya will learn to the Braisa. Fi haroch of Meyudam is Yemayit. If the width of the entrance to the Movi is more than 10 amos, so it's not called the Pesach, according to the Rabbonin, is Yemayit. You have to make it less. You have to put sticks there to Yemayit, make the entrance less than 10 amos. We have Yehuda Oime, Einet Sarach Lamayit. Chlor, Rabbi Yehuda Dingzach, and says, no, even though it's wider than 10 amas, still it's kosher. Fred Gemara Gudo, Veliflug Bimas Nisan, Veliflug Bimas Nisan, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue directly in our Mishnah? And Fred Gemara, Pligi Begoiva, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah when he says, Einet Sarach, by the height, even though it's more than 20, Vuhu Adin Lerochboy, it's as if he argued upon the width of the entrance also. That even though the Tanakhama says if it's wider than 10 amas, it's Yemayit, Rabbi Yehuda holds also ain't Sarach Lamayit. So this wouldn't be a Kashan Rav. That Rabbi Yehuda Taka learns out from the Pesach of the Ulam, that even though it's 20 amas wide, still will be kosher. For the Gemara, another Kashan though. For Yakati Rabbi Yehuda, Mipischa Shalulam Gomar, is it true like Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda learns out his shear of a Pesach from the Ulam? For Yotanya, we have another Braisa that says, this is good like our Tanakama. A Movi, if the entrance, the walls go higher up than 20 amas, you're not allowed to put a curl across on top of the walls, but you might, you have to bring the curl a little bit down. It doesn't have to be on top of the wall. It has to be down, not be it's not 20 amas off the ground. Rabbi Yehuda machshir ad mem venun ama. If you don't know, even though it's 40 or 50 amas high, still it's kosher. This is going to be the kasha. If Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the ulam was only 40 yamas high. So l'chur, if it's 50 yamas, that's more than 40, it should be possible. And here the b'raisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, even though it's 50 yamas tall, still the kura is kosher. It's one kasha. Vayte v'toni b'kapora, b'kapora learns also in the b'raisa, ad meya, even till 100 yamas tall, still the kura is still kosher, still called a pesach. Now, so the morbish leimala b'kapora, if it'll only be kasher from Bakapur, it wouldn't be so gefelich, so schwer. Why? I'll tell you, Bakapur means guzma. He's only exaggerating. That he says 100, it doesn't really mean 100. It just means that the Tanakhama says, if it's more than 20 yamas, it's possible. The Yehuda means no, even if it's more, it's 21, it's 23, 25, 30, 35, until 40. He says the Lashon until 100, that's only exaggeration. But really, he means only until 40, it's kosher. more than 40 may be possum, because you only learn out from the ulam, and more than 40 wasn't in the ulam either. So according to Bar Kapor, it wouldn't be so shver. Elo la Rav Yehuda, but according to Rav Yehuda, my guzma, what kind of guzma is it here? Elo la Rav Yehuda, my guzma, what kind of guzma, what kind of exaggeration is this? He says exactly. It's good that he says 40 is still kosher, because that we learn out from the Pesach of the Ulam. Elenun minolei. But Rav Yehuda also said that even 50 yamis tall is also kosher. How does he know that? If you, Rav, are telling me that Rav Yehuda only learns out from the Ulam was only 40 yamis high. So if you have the Kurah now, or the entrance to the Mavui is 50 yamis tall, it should be Yamayit. You shouldn't be allowed to put the Kurah on top of it. And I'll come here in the Brice of Yehuda says it's kosher, even 50 yamis high. And for the Gemara, Omar Rav Chizda, Ho Masnisa Ati Sele Rav. Rav Chizda saying, Enichnam, the Chur, this Brice is not like Rav. And Rav that said that Rav Yehuda learns out from Yulam made a mistake. You know why he made a mistake? Because Rav learned this Brice, and from this Brice he made a mistake. We'll soon see what the Brice says. But Rav Kitzur Rav Chizda saying, Enichnami, that the pshat from Rabbi Yehuda will soon see is he does not learn it out from the Ulam. Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from someplace else, what's called the Pesach. It was only Rav so far that said that Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from the Ulam. That's called the Pesach only until 40. So according to Rav, we had a kasher. Rabbi Yehuda himself says 50 yamas tall is also kasher. Senechlami, this is a kasher and Rav. So if he's the same, again, Rav made a mistake from this Braisa. The Tanya the Braisa says, Mavui shu gavoye michofamom. If you have a mavui, this alleyway, that the entrance to the mavui, the wall, is more than 20 yamas tall, yoisemi pischa shel heichol, more higher than the opening to the heichol, is yamayit. This is the rabbanan shita. Like in our Mishnah, that if the height is more than 20 yamas, it's possible to put a korah there. But the answer is yamayit. Now with this price, it says 20 yamas. The chur, where do we get the shear of 20 yamas? It says a loshin michofam yoisa mipischo shel heichol yamayit. Now the Gemara of Chizda is saying now, who savar his Rav thought, Rav holds me the Rabbonin mipischo shel heichol gamri. Since this brayta says that the pshat from the Rabbonin is that until 20 yamis is called the Pesach. Why? Because mashma that was the height of the heichol, and more than 20 yamis is yamayit because the heichol wasn't so tall. So you see, the Rabbonin learn out from the heichol. Is Rav thought that Rabbi Yehuda mipischa shalulam gomer. Oy bizoy, what is Rabbi Yehuda dinzach on the Rabbonim? Because they learn out from the Pesach shalulam. So therefore, according to Rav, it should only be kosher 40 yamas high, and not more. But zati gomara v'loihi, Rav is wrong. That's not the pshat where Rabbi Yehuda knows his halacha. No, Rabbi Yehuda mipischa de malachim gomer. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda learns out tam from the Pesach, the opening to the king's houses. How tall was the entrance to a king's house? It could even be 50 yamas high. And still that's called the Pesach. So let's see Rashi. Rashi learns, Pischoi de Melochim, Stam Pischoi Melochim Gevoyim Harbi. Stam the house to the entrance of the kings, but Stam was very high up. So the Ritzvo learns, Avad Rapshati, the Rapsuki Menach, the Marshal, the house, the entrance to Shlomo Melech's house, or to Dovid Melech's house, that the Psukim call it a Pesach. It's not Stam, that it's time to learn out from kings. But the Psukim Menach call the Pesach to the king's house a Shem Pesach. And Navad, the Pesach there doesn't say exactly how tall it was, but that the Gemara is saying a Svar, that the Yehuda learns out that Mistomo, the entrance to the king's house are very tall, and still the Pesach calls it a Pesach. So Abizai, even though something is more than 20, more than 30, more than 40, even 50 Yamasai, that's still called the Pesach. That's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Not like Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the Ulam, but in the Chanami. Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from Stamas Svara, that a Pesach of the kings is, even though it's 50 Yamasai, still it's called a Pesach. For the Gemara of Rabbonon, Imi Pischa Shal Heichel Gemiri, but in the Chanami, the Braisa says Klo Luchura, that according to the Rabbonin, we learn out the shear of 20 yamas high, that's called the Pesach. We learn it out from the Pischa Shel Heichel. For the Gemara, if that's true, liboy da losos keheichel. Or bezoi, it should never be mutter to carry inside a movi, like for the fourth wall, like what's called the Pesach. Hatei, maybe only with a door mamish, with a delis, That gives it a shame Pesach. But without a delis, maybe it's not called a Pesach. Because the Heichel, even though it was 20 yamas high, but there was a door there. So maybe only because of its door does the Torah call it a Pesach. But without its door, without the delis, maybe it's not called a Pesach. So every movi that the fourth wall, the entrance, does not have any door. So we want to come and be matter with a kerim with a lechi. Who says 20 yamas high is still called the Pesach? And for the Gemara, here's what the Gemara. Aloma Tanan, what did we learn later in the Mishnah? Hechshe Movui, what do you have to do to be matter that you're allowed to carry inside the Movui on Shabbos? Beishama Yomrim, lechi v'kerim. Beishama says you have to have both a lechi, a beam going up on the side of the entrance, v'kerim. And you have to have a beam going across on top of the entrance. That's how Beshamai. Ubeisiloimrim, no. Lechi oikoira. All you need is either lechi, that's the way we hold aloha, to be matra mobui. Either a lechi is maspik is enough, or else a koira, beam going across on top of the entrance is enough. Oh, but the kasher is now, but if you learn now that a Shem Pesach is what was by the Heichol, there was the losses, there were doors there. So, and maybe anything less without a door is not called a Pesach. And for the Gemara, the losas heichol litznius b'yam uhude aviden. Is that they had the doors by the heichol? Is not the pshat that was aloch in the Pesach? Like what makes up the Pesach, the doors? No. Avad, even without the doors, it would also be called the Pesach. The doors were just down litznius b'yam to keep privacy there, but not out the aloch from a Pesach. Now Mishnah says that if the entrance was wider than 10 amos, is either Yemayit, or else the Mishnah says the Yetzer is put up at Tzuras HaPesach. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach at the entrance, a corner on one side, a corner on the other side, and a corner on top going across, then it's kosher. Is the kasher? No, that also should not help. Why? To a Heichel. In the Heichel, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Tzuras HaPesach Hevi Loi. There was a Tzuras HaPesach there. And Afilu Hochi Eser Amos Hu, the Ravicha, that still we're learning out from the Heichel, how wide is a Pesach? A Pesach is only called a Pesach if it's only wide 10 Amos. But we're saying if it's wider than 10 Amos, it's not called a Pesach. Even though in the Heichel there was a Tzuras HaPesach. So the Chur we see, even with a Tzuras HaPesach, if it's wider than 10 amos, it's not called a Pesach. Or v'zei aloma tanan, it's shver al Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Im yesh lo tzuras ha-Pesach. If there is a tzuras ha-Pesach to the entrance of the Mobuim, is af al pishu roch of meyeser amos, even though the entrance is wider than 10 amos, ein et tzorach lamayit. Still, you do not have to make the entrance smaller. You do not have to put beams along the side to make the entrance less than 10 amos. The kasher is, why not? According to Akoponim Rav, that Rav says the Hezbrin, the Rabbonim is, that the Rabbonim learn out the Shem Pesach from the Heichel, so the Heichel was only 10 amos wide, even though it had Tzuras HaPesach. So we should learn out, even with the Tzuras HaPesach, it's only kosher 10 amos, and not wider. And for the Gemara, Ein Achanami. And for the Gemara, Midi Hu Taime El Rav. Who are we asking all these kashers according to Rav? Rav is the one that learns that the Rabbonin sheet the rear, they learn it out from the Heichel. Or the Zoy ha masni le Rav Yehuda lechia bar Rav, kaimi de Rav, Echlam Rav Chia bar Rav taught his son in front of Rav, and they learn Psham the Mishnah later, ain't it Sorach Lamayit? Like we have in our Mishnah. That's what? That if you have the entrance to the Movi, even though it's wider than 10 Amos, it's 15, 20 amos wide. If you have it, Tzuras HaPesach, he taught over in front of Rav, ain't it Tzorach Lamayit? Like we have in our Mishnah. V'yom alei, but Rav answered back and said, no, it's Nayut Tzorach Lamayit. Ain't it Chanami? Rav Taka says, even though you have it, Tzuras HaPesach, still Tzorach Lamayit. If it's wider than 10 amos, it does not help the Tzuras HaPesach. So B'zoi is very good, Rav L'shitosoi. Rav that says the Rabbonim learn out the Shem Pesach from the Heichel, so the Heichel had it Tzuras HaPesach, and still it can't be wider than 10 amos. So you see, if you have it more than 10 amos wide, even though you have it Tzuras HaPesach, still it would be possible. So Melo, this is Rav Lishitosi. Strashi, let the sun light Tzuras HaPesach, lahashir roich boi b'yoysam yasara. should not be matir something that's wider than 10 amos, even with the Terusa Pesach. For the Gemara, Elo Meyato, right, it's still a kasha according to Rav. Elo Meyato, loitis hani le al maltero, that it should not be matir an amaltero by a koira. Alright, this is Dav Gimel. Alright, we'll start this mishnah again tomorrow night.